listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Rock out with your Brock out. That's right. The San Francisco 49ers, NFC West champions after their 21-13 win last night up against the Seattle Seahawks. And Brock Purdy is looking pretty good. 17-26 in the contest last night. 217 yards and two touchdowns. Now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is a four-time Super Bowl champion, played with the 49ers, the Eagles, the Broncos, and Raiders, and now for a long time doing some great work with Nutrition 53. And that, of course, is Bill Romanowski. Roma, how you been? Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays. Doing fantastic.
How about Brock Purdy? What have you seen out of him the last three games since the 49ers are up to their third quarterback?
I have to admit, I'm pretty blown away. He's got some Joe Montana in him. It's not too big for him. And the stage, he's got crazy confidence. And he's calm. And like I said, the moment is not too big for him, and he's executing, he's smart. I mean, how this guy was the last person taken in the draft, I don't get it, because I see a phenomenal player.
You think he could be their franchise quarterback for years to come, or is that too early to say?
I think he is their franchise quarterback.
Wow.
Hey, Lance, they'll probably start working on, as things progress with him. You know, the only wild card in this, I will say, is there's not a lot of tape on Purdy. So, and with, because of that, defensive coordinators don't really have, you know, a good feel on how to attack him yet. That might be the wild card here, to where, you know, there are certain tendencies that defensive coordinators look at, like, you know, he likes to throw right, he doesn't look people off, you know, things like that. And Kyle Shanahan does a really good job with mixing it up. So as soon as they figure out where his weak points are, where his weak tendencies are, they may start attacking his strengths. And that might be a difference maker in this. But as far as what I see the franchise quarterback of the 49ers for the next, call it 15, 20 years.
Wow, Bill Romanowski here with us. The two best teams, in my opinion, in the NFC are the Eagles and 49ers, two teams you both played for. Who do you think's the better team? I know the Eagles have the better record right now, but do you think they're the better team if they were to play up against the 49ers?
You know what? I think they're comparable. I think the Eagles have been more consistent, but the 49ers are getting really hot. And what you want is you want the hot team in December. Here's the, you know, a disadvantage that the 49ers have right now, and it might bring a little letdown, the fact that they won their division. I was in that scenario when I was my first year at the Broncos. We won our division with two games left, and there was a letdown. It's almost like we had accomplished our goal, and we had a letdown, and then we had to turn it back on for the playoffs, and we didn't turn it back on, and we got beat by Jacksonville. That would be the – now here's where it comes in for Kyle Shanahan, and this is where the psychologist comes in within coaching, where – He's got to know the buttons to push to keep them getting better, because they have to keep improving and the quarterback has to keep improving.
Bill Romanowski here with us. Get into one of your other former teams, the Broncos. It's been a miserable season for them. There's no shot Nathaniel Hackett's coming on back for next year, right? They got to get rid of him at the end of the season.
They will probably get rid of him, but I will say this, Russell Wilson probably played, his best game where he got hurt at the end. I think if he didn't get hurt, they would have come back and maybe won that game. So, but my thing is, why did it take till December when you paid the guy over $200 million or whatever the exact number is in this contract? It's a boatload, just put it that way. And, you signed a quarterback like Russell Wilson, so because you had all the other pieces. And, you got to put blame on the head coach that he was not able to make it happen. The team did not execute the way they were capable of.
And also, when you look at the quarterback and Russell Wilson, it seems like he is not connected with that locker room from the outside view. And you talked about the game against Kansas City. That was a good game, but you're right. He hasn't been playing good football this year. What kind of advice would you give to Russell Wilson? Because he's not going anywhere, Bill Romanowski. He just signed that extension. He's the face of the franchise. But I have doubts if he's going to be great ever again.
You know what? One thing that I've noticed in his play is he's lost the gear. Russell Wilson used to be quicker and faster, and because of that, he would always extend plays and make plays, getting out of the pocket. Well, he's not quite the same guy out of the pocket. And he's got to prove that he can consistently sit in the pocket and make plays. That's, we're going to see if that will happen. And if that doesn't happen, you could have one of the biggest busts of all time in the NFL with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that trade is already starting to look like in big-time favor of Seattle. I wonder how we're going to be talking about it this time next year. On the way out with Bill Romanowski, let me hit on one more team and the other team that you played for at the Raiders. This has been a bad season for them. I think McDaniels, from all the reports, is going to be back next year. But we know it didn't work out for him in Denver. Waited all those years, going back to Belichick. First year, they've regressed big time with the Raiders. Do you have any belief that Josh can turn this around and be a successful head coach in this league?
You know what? I actually do. I think he can be a successful head coach. They've had injuries, and, the one wild card is, Derek Carr. Is he, a franchise quarterback that you want for another 5 years? That's a wild card. I think Josh McDaniels is a good football coach. And at times, that team showed it and they responded to their head coach. And then there were times where there were letdowns. You know, as you know, they've been up in games and they haven't been able to close games, you know, and you know, you got to put blame on the quarterback. I mean, you got to put blame on the quarterback. You got to put blame on the head coach. And you got to put blame on the defense. Somewhere, this has got to be, you know, a group of men that decide that they're not going to be denied. And they go out and they get it done. And they dominate. And the teammates, you can't, in the NFL, it's not a 30-minute game. It's a 60-minute game. And if you don't play for 60 minutes, a lot of times in the NFL, you get beat. And that is what's happened with the Raiders.
Yeah, and I don't think Carr is a franchise quarterback. Whenever he starts to show signs of being a top 10 quarterback, he takes two or three steps back. And you've seen that from last year to this year. I was going to ask you about Brady. Because Brady's a free agent. I think he's leaving Tampa. I do think he's going to play next year. I've been saying he's going to the 49ers, but since you told me that you think Brock Purdy's going to be the guy for the next 10 years or so with the 49ers, I know you're not thinking that direction. What about TB12 going out to Las Vegas and teaming up with his old pal and Josh McDaniels this offseason?
Well, you know, here's what you're going to look at is we got to see what happens with Purdy the rest of the season and going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
How does that work? And if for some reason, you know, he falls flat on his face for whatever, how that works out, that may open the door because at the end of the day, if you're Tom Brady, you want the most complete roster.
And that's the 49ers.
49ers have the best roster in the NFL, and what they don't necessarily have is the quarterback, but as we've been talking, they may have the quarterback now. So we'll see how that plays out. The Raiders, they don't have a complete roster. They've got some pieces. I don't see, you know, Brady, you know, I mean, would he want to go back to his, you know, former offensive coordinator? Maybe, maybe not. To me, Brady's going to go to the best chance to win a Super Bowl. And I wish I could say that was the Las Vegas Raiders, but I can't say that right now.
Bill Romanowski, before we let you run, the floor is yours, my friend. Tell me all the latest with Nutrition 53.
You know what? Nutrition 53 is changing lives with our Lean One. It's all about staying lean. We have the best tasting protein in the market today. And I want to help people be lean, strong, and fit. And that's our Lean One. And then we have our Lean One Neuro and our Lean One Sleep. So it's all about brain support, sleeping well, and being lean. We have the whole package, and, you know, it's been one of my passions, taking good care of my body post-football, and now I'm able to help other people take care of their bodies.
Bill Romanowski, we appreciate the time as always. You and the family be well. Thanks so much, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.